we speak. She has a machine on her, and hopefully that we'll be able to get that done and get that off of there. They said they were going to send one home with her, but she's obviously not able to survive without it, but she's able to do somewhat better with it. So I hope you remember to pray for the Dawson family during this trying time. Take your Bible, if you will, to the book of Psalm. In the book of Psalm, chapter number 77. Psalm 77. As we look there, you find the place you're able to stand. We'll begin with verse number 1. And we'll look at a few verses down through there. Verse 1 said, I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and He gave ear unto me. In the day of trouble I sought the Lord, and my soul ran in the night, ceased not, and my soul refused to be comforted. I remember God, and I was troubled, and I complained, and my spirit was overwhelmed, Salah. And Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of the ancient times. I called to remembrance my song in the night. I communed with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever? Will it be favorable no more? Is His mercy clean gone forever? And doeth His promise fail forevermore? If you're a child of God in a time of trouble, you may have some of those same questions. Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath He in His anger shut up His tender mercy, Salah? And I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord, and surely I will remember Thy wonders of old. And I will meditate also of all Thy work, and talk of it, Thy doings. And Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary, and who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared Thy strength among the people. Thou hast with Thine arm redeemed Thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph, Salah. The waters saw Thee, O God, the waters saw Thee, and they were afraid, and the depths were troubled. The clouds poured out water, the skies sent out a sound, and Thine arrows also went abroad. The voice of Thy thunder was in heaven, and lightnings and lightning the world, the earth trembled and shook. Thy way is in the sea, and Thy path in the great waters, and Thy footsteps are not known. Thou leddest Thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Now, Father, we ask Your blessings upon the reading of Thy word. We do thank You, Lord, how good it is to be in the house of God. Bless these requests that have been mentioned in accordance to Thy word, in accordance to Thy will. Thank You for loving us even while we're unlovable. Save the lost, lift up the downhearted, set the captives free. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank You, and be seated. I want to preach on when a man's voice is heard by God. In the passages that we're looking at, you'll find out twice in verse number 1. I don't know about you, but I believe God hears, and I believe God answers prayer. There's some times that He may say no, and there's some times that He may say wait, and there's some times that God may not answer until we can get our heart in tune with Him. You ever notice if you pray something from God and He don't answer right away, how more sincere you become about Him? I mean, that's just the way that it is. It just might be that if God's not at our beck and call and to jump every time we holler, it just might be that God wants to see how serious we are about whatever it is we're asking. See? In this lesson that you're looking at, let me say to you, is that this Bible teaches us very clearly that we live in a world of faithless people that are without hope, without God. And I want to tell you something, people of faith are not without trouble. Every now and again it comes our way. I don't know of a person in here that hadn't had a little bit of trouble every now and again come their way in life. Sometimes it's been of our own making, but sometimes it just came upon us. Even though we had no idea, here it was, and here it comes, and here it is. See what I'm talking about? You just can't finger God out and put your finger on what God's doing. I was thinking about, you know, the religious heathen world. They're always doing this. I can't believe this is happening to me. I went to church 3 times last year. Those kind of thinking, those kind of people think the way you and I think. I've been tithing, giving to missions, faithful to God. How can this come to my door? Well, that's the psalmist Asaph here, and he's thinking about. And he said, I asked the Lord. And he said, I opened up my voice. Look at that. You know, here's how we pray a whole lot. We pray a whole lot like this right here. But let me tell you, you get in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
God's going to hear your voice.
Yeah.
See? Two times in that passage, and he said there, I cried unto God with my voice. I wasn't just mentally trying to make an ascent. My voice I lifted up unto God. And twice he said that, and he said, and he gave ear unto me. And I want to tell you something, is that make no mistake about it, wouldn't you hate to be like that person over there in the book of Matthew whenever they had been preaching in the name of Jesus, casting out devils in the name of Jesus, doing many wonderful works in the name of Jesus. I'm sure they had a prayer life, and Jesus said unto them, depart! You're a worker of iniquity. I've never known you. I never knew you. Wouldn't you hate for God not to hear you? Here's the psalmist Asaph, but in God was listening and gave ear to what he said. Now, he didn't just immediately do anything about it, because here he goes on continuing and he's praying. And let me tell you right now, here's an old boy that wants to be heard. This is a little bit stronger than now lay me down to sleep kind of prayer. This is a little bit more sincere and divine than God is great, God is good, let us thank him for our food. It's a little more than that. Here's a man, but he needed something from heaven in a divine sense. Now, I got to tell you right now is that whenever he lifted up his voice, is something for you and I. Here's what we're looking at. I believe God hears, and I believe God answers prayer. I believe that. I believe God will help us in a time of need. And it may not be always exactly as fast as we want it, and it may not be as exactly as we've presented it, but let me tell you, God knows best for you and I. And let me say to you that from the divine touch of God and the divine hand of God, you can trust him to be able to know just what the singer just got through singing. Is anything too hard for God? See, in this lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out is that every now and again, he wants to hear our voice. Did you notice the psalmist said, I even complained to him? Now, the average Baptist is too proud and too full to be able to admit they've complained about anything to God, you know. I got to tell you, I've complained to God more than one time. I've had more than one argument with God over what was going on. And you know, every time I've lost. Every time I lose the argument, he always doeth all things well. When you're in a pinch, buddy, and trouble's upon you, and the fire's hot, you won't recognize right off that God is good, and God is moving in our behalf, and he knows what's better for us than we ourselves. In this lesson that we're looking at, in fact, is we could have it, I'd have heaven right now. In fact, is if I could have it, let me tell you, the spawn would run more than just a couple of months a year. Deer season would be more than just a couple of 3 months or whatever that it is a year. If I had my way about it, none of you would ever be sick. I certainly would not want to be sick. I mean, here I am, buddy. I'm trying to trust God and thank God. And do you realize that when October the 1st gets here, it'll be 1 year ago since I had to come and get picked up out of a tent and drag off to an emergency room and have a clot buster? Let me tell you, if I had my way, that'd never be again. I want to say to you, in spite of who we are and what we've done and where we've been and what we're going through, our God is faithful in our behalf, and he always has been, he always will be. In this lesson that we're looking at, you know, I was thinking about, and you know, there's times whenever you're helpless, you'll think, you'll get more serious about thinking. And I said, Lord, I realize and know that I'm hell-proof and heaven-bound. I'd like to stay here another season. But if not, even so. You know, the worst thing about that in that day, that morning that I was, I hated the thought of having to leave my wife behind. I hated the thought of having to leave my church behind. Some of these kids and these grandkids that I've watched them, do you realize I know that, hey, 29 years that we've been here at this church, and do you realize that I've seen a lot of people come and a lot of people go. And I used to say, and I told Miss Stephanie, you know, that she was had to get up and go, and that whole, no, we'll get just step right on out, no problem whatsoever. I said, because I used to preach, I see a lot of people, they look better going than they do coming, but that was before I seen them in a hospital gown. I got to say to you that, if you will, that sometimes you and I, we fail to remember that when we address a thrice holy God, we fail to recognize and know that He knows more than we'll ever be able to. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you, He said, I sought the Lord. Now, when you're seeking God, buddy, I'll tell you what it'll do is it'll cause you to have an examination. And not only will you start examining your own heart when God don't answer and you're in a pinch, and when there ain't nobody can help you except the Lord Himself. What was that years ago? I had an illustration that I got somewhere that flashed across my mind. But some lady was laid in the hospital bed, and the doctor came in. The preacher was staying there. They'd already been praying. And the doctor walked in and said, ma'am, if God doesn't intervene in your behalf, there ain't a thing more that we can do for you. And the lady said, oh my, is it come to that? And the doctor said, no ma'am, it's always been that. But every now and then God reminds us that's the way that it is, so that we might seek Him more sincerely. In this Bible, listen, if we're looking at, you'll find out, here's what He said was. He said He complained in verse number 3. Did you notice that? You ever had a complaint that reached to God? My spirit was overwhelmed within me. Now, I'm going to tell you, God's not an instant cure-all for you and I. And sometimes, as that we're wondering what's going on, isn't it amazing that you can see that godless, lying, cheating, whoremongering, fornicating, God-cussing, heathen bunch of politicians, and they seem like that nothing goes ever wrong with them. There's some of them right now that I wonder why they don't just die and drop off into hell. Now, I know you want to give them a track and let them go to heaven, but I think they're past the track. And I think God's raised them up as a punishment to a godless nation that we've become. He said there, you know, if you forsake the sanctuary and my day and all of that, I'll give you rulers over you that hate you, over back in the book of Leviticus. That's what He said. We got the rulers that hate us to prove it. In this lesson that you're looking at, let me say to you that the psalmist, he said, I want to tell you something. He said, I cried unto God. And notice, if you will, please, is that in about verse number, where was it? About verse number 6. And whenever he says, I called to remembrance my song in the night, and I communed with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. I'm going to tell you, whenever God is in need of you and I, when we're needing God and to get a hold of God, and He doesn't answer right away, it causes us to look deep within ourselves and to make a diligent search. I'm going to tell you right now is, I don't have to ask God twice how I could have done better. You see what I'm talking about? I'm going to tell you, whenever I say, Lord, thank you for loving us even while we were unlovable, I mean that. I'm glad to know that God's not tied to who I am and what I'm doing and what I've done. I'm glad to know that He's altogether holy, and that He certainly has an infinite promise. And call unto me, God says, and I'll answer thee and show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. I got to say to you, when you begin to look into this, is that we need to just look deep within sometime. We may need to consider the days of old. Did you ever notice how the trouble comes your way in life? Have you ever noticed how that it makes you consider how good it was back before trouble came? Did you ever notice that? You know, how often some of you went through that COVID period. Now they're trying, you know, they're going to try to pin something else on you and this and that. They want to take away your ceiling fan, your car, the fossil fuel, and every benefit that you ever thought about having, and raise the prices and burn up whatever money that you've had to the good, and that's going to be gone pretty quick, and all that business there. Let me tell you something. It'll make you stop and consider the days of old. I remember when I got COVID. I wasn't scared of COVID. And let me tell you right now is that I can remember when I got it. And I remember having to go up there at the center there, and Brother David's, that lady there, Miss Dawn and all of that. And buddy, she had a needle, and it felt like it was that long, just the needle part, not counting the syringe to push the medicine. And let me tell you right now, is bending over and getting that, and made me, I tell you what I got to doing when I got back home. I got to remembering how good life was without COVID. I got to realize it and knowing. Of course, you know, I had never had it taken a steroid. I'm not like some of you that love steroids, but it made me feel like the police is coming and they're wanting to come and put cuffs on me. And boy, I want to tell you something. After I got over that, every day since then, I thank God for how good life is being past that. See? Do you ever just stop to think, listen, I could be where somebody else is and be in trouble as bad or worse than they are? Lord, thank you for this good day. Listen, when you walked outside this morning, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand and all that because... But did you walk outside and just, Lord, I want to say thank you for the drops of water, the little shower that we've got, and for this nice cool break in the weather that we're enjoying. See? I mean, it's easy to complain while it's 108. But boy, it's hard to thank God for how good God's been and where he brought us from had it not been for the grace of God. Now, I don't know about you, but I got to tell you every now and again, I just like to stop and slow down and thank God for who he is and what he's done and where he brought us from. Do you know, as I stand before you here this morning, I don't know where God's going to bring us to next, but wherever that it is, it'll be better than where he brought us from. And make no mistake about it, one of these days he's going to call, and you and I are going to answer the call and go home to the other side. Now, it's natural and want to stay as long as you can. And I'm glad Brother Nolan, he just went and had something cut off his ear. And I don't know which ear it was, this right ear that he was at, and he cut it off. I'm glad God's left him here as long as he was. I got to listen to him teach Sunday school again this morning, and he didn't have but a short time to be able to do it and did better than he's ever done in his life. It was a blessing to my soul. And so I just want to say thank the Lord. We just need to stop every now and again and thank God. I look back there and I see you sitting around and sitting in your place and sitting in the pew. And, of course, every now and again, you know, somebody's not here, so we're trying and it looks like a pretty full crew. It's good every now and again to call to remembrance before we get in trouble and just thank God for how good God's been to us in days gone by. See that? I want to say to you that if you will, please, is that what he noticed in verse number 8 was, what I need is the mercy of God. You know what that is? That means is that I'm not going to deserve what God's given. I can't earn what God's given. It's going to be by the mercy and grace of God. And he said, Lord, he said, is your mercy clean gone forever? You know why he's asking that? Because he knows if it wasn't for mercy, you couldn't get nothing good to come from God. What was that we said 100 times, days gone by? You know what mercy does? Mercy keeps me from where I'm going, from where I could have been and should have been in a place called hell. Grace gives me something I don't deserve called heaven. I want to tell you something. Here's an old boy that begins to cry out, and he's asking God, Lord, have you forgot about your promise? Have you forgotten to be gracious? Have you forgotten to be merciful? Have you forgotten? Let me tell you right now, God hasn't forgotten. Every now and again, you may forget it, and I may forget it. God's not forgotten anything. God does not owe us one thing. If you read over there in the book of Luke in chapter number 17, he said, which of you got somebody going to the field, and you've done this, whether they're plowing, or whether they're sowing, or whether they're reaping, when they come in, you don't tell them to sit down, let me wait on you. No, no. You sit down being the owner, and that servant waits on you and takes care of you. And after they've done all that they could possibly do, they ought to be able to say, I've only done that which was my duty. Yes. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I hadn't completely done all of my duty yet. Have you? No. As we get ready, the answer to life's problem that we've got right here is the right hand of God is the hand of redemption. And the Bible said, I want you to remember in verse number 10, the day of salvation. In verse 11, I want to remember the work of the Lord. In verse number 12, he said, I thought we want to talk about him. We ought to be about him and talk about his new. I want to tell you something. It's not hard to find somebody in the world that'll tell you all they're doing, all they plan to do, all they have done. But it's unusual to find somebody that says, Lord, I want to talk about what you've been doing. I want to talk about what God's doing. I was riding down the road one time, and I'd read one of them old Puritan writers and said, have you ever noticed that all the saying is that how much we love God and how much we've done this and how much we've done? But said, you know what God wants us to do? God wants us to remember when we're singing, when we're praying, when we're preaching. He wants us to remember how much God loves us. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you know if it was left up to me to give my son or one of my children or our only son, if it was left up to me to be able to pay for redemption, you'd have to go to hell? I wouldn't do it. See, I'm not God. And let me say to you, make no mistake about it, that I'm thrilled with my soul that the Lord loved me while I was unlovable and gave his only begotten Son for me and yea, for whosoever will that may come. In closing here this morning, this Bible said the house of God's a gate to heaven. There's a lot of people not even in the gate. They're going to miss the door. You remember Judas, don't you? Judas is Karen. Walk with the Lord, listen to the Lord, kiss the door of heaven and died and went straight to hell. What a sad commentary that is on him. In this lesson this year, make no mistake about it, the Bible says, unto him be glory in the church. Over in 1 Timothy 3:15, he said, the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground for truth. I'm glad to be a part of the family of God. I'm glad to be saved. I'm glad that whenever I come up here and I say, listen, could you pray for so-and-so? But I know nearly every one of you will be praying as earnestly as you know how in their behalf. I know that if there's anything that I need from heaven, and I petition you to help me see if we can get the ear of God and reach the throne room of heaven, that you'll earnestly and you'll honestly begin to seek his face. I got to tell you, whatever God does, and whatever God is going to do is something that only he knows and something that he chooses. But until that day comes, you and I ought to be grateful and we ought to be thankful, yes, sir, that God has been so gracious and merciful to us in this life we live in. I wonder this morning, would you stand to your feet while our heads are bowed? Our Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of thy word and how good it's been to be in the house of God. I pray you'd bless these men and women, these boys and girls, these mamas and daddies, husbands and wives. Lord, these individuals that are here this morning, we thank you that thou art God and beside thee there's none else. Now bless the word to every heart.